Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and in this screencast, we're going to look at an introduction to using Visual Studio Napa for Office developers. Before we begin, let's look at the developer vision for the Office 365 development. It boils down to both users and data. What do I mean by users? Users want to be able to work with their devices and interact with all of their information using custom applications or some of the applications that have been provided by Microsoft, such as the Office clients as Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint, as well as custom applications that developers build. They want to work with them in a familiar environment with familiar user interfaces. For developers, we want to be able to build custom applications using a multitude of different platforms, from working in a mobile experience to working off a server-side product, something that's working on the desktop, or even just a standard web page. We want to be able to get to all of our data and provide these really good experiences for our users. I'm going to first introduce you to the tool called Napa, and then we'll look at how Napa can be compared to Visual Studio. Then we'll look at how we can create Office and SharePoint add-ins using Napa. Let's start with an introduction to Napa. What is Napa? Napa is a web-based code editing tool for the development of client-side add-ins hosted and developed for Office clients or SharePoint. The code editor is the same editor used by Visual Studio Online that you may have heard of referred to as Monaco. It facilitates a similar coding experience to Visual Studio in the sense of color, syntax, highlighting, and IntelliSense features. However, it's limited to client-side development. This means you are limited to working with sites based on HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, but that includes a ton of solutions. If you need to add server-side code to your project, you can always open the add-in project in a locally installed Visual Studio instance straight from the Napa tool. But Napa requires no local installation. You can create add-ins with an internet connection, a supported browser, and a login, either a Microsoft account or an Office 365 login. Here's a screenshot of what the Napa experience looks like. So on the left, you see a familiar toolbar for doing things like looking at the project, finding files, and then modifying the settings. That's what the little wrench icon looks like. The icons a little bit farther down, you have a play icon to try the application out. And then you have a bunch of other icons like publishing and how to refresh it and to share your application with someone else. So what can you build with Napa? Well, you can create client-side web applications for add-ins in both Office clients and in SharePoint. You can deploy and test an add-in straight from within Napa. You can publish add-ins to the app catalogs or into the Office store. And you can also share add-ins with peers for a collaborative development experience. What can you build with Napa? Well, it boils down to two different things: Office add-ins and SharePoint add-ins. Later in the slides, we'll cover the different flows for you to leverage and deploy the different add-ins. There are two ways to use and access Napa. The first way is with your Microsoft account. This is also known as an MSA or is formerly known as a Live ID. This option allows you to create Office add-ins that you can test using the web clients from your OneDrive consumer accounts. The other way of using Napa is to install the Napa app as an add-in from the SharePoint store on your Office 365 or SharePoint Online site. When you do this, you can use Napa to create both SharePoint add-ins and Office client add-ins. The SharePoint add-ins are SharePoint-hosted add-ins, not cloud-hosted, due to the fact you can't author server-side code using Napa. Now you may be wondering how Napa is compared to Visual Studio. When would you use one tool over the other? Well, let's take a look at this. The question may come up, well, now wait a minute. Microsoft seems to be offering three different tools: Visual Studio, Visual Studio Code, and Napa. So which one should I use? Let's look at each one of these individually. Let's first start with the one that most people are familiar with, and that's Visual Studio, because for so many years, that's been Microsoft's only development environment for professional developers. Visual Studio is a full integrated development environment, an IDE filled with designers, wizards, and dialogues to help professional developers be more productive. It includes the richest development tools that Microsoft has to offer. The next option is Visual Studio Code. Visual Studio Code, in April 2015, Microsoft released a new editor called Visual Studio Code. This includes the web-based Visual Studio editor that you'll find in Visual Studio Online, also called Monaco. The target audience for this tool is web developers. It's a code-only view. You won't find any designers, dialogues, or wizards. It does require a local install, but it's cross-platform in that you can install it on Windows, OS X, or Linux. Like Visual Studio, it supports client-side and server-side development. For instance, you can do Node.js development or ASP.NET 5 development using Visual Studio Code. So where does Napa fit into this developer tooling story? Well, similar to Visual Studio Code, it hosts the Monaco web-based slash hosted code editor and is intended primarily for web projects. It does support doing client-side development, but unlike the other tools, you cannot do server-side development. Who is it targeted for? Well, this is actually a really long list. Professional developers can use it to create add-ins for SharePoint or Office clients, as it really simplifies a lot of the steps required to create, deploy, and debug a project. However, it's also a great tool for power users who are savvy with tools like HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Plus, the only thing you need to use Napa is an internet connection, a supported browser, and either a Microsoft account or an Office 365 account. You can even build add-ins using a tablet that's not running Windows. So let's look at what's involved in creating an Office or a SharePoint add-in using Napa. When you log into Napa using your Microsoft account, you can only create Office add-ins. You cannot create SharePoint add-ins. This is because when you log in using your Office 365 account, you actually have that tied to SharePoint Online. And so Napa would understand what SharePoint environment is available for you to deploy against and test against. But when you do this when you log in with just your Microsoft account, when you store files in, say, your OneDrive consumer account, you can actually work with Word documents or Excel documents or PowerPoint documents from within OneDrive. That's why the Microsoft account will work with the Office clients. However, when you log into Napa using Office 365, you can do not only Office clients, but you see that extra option at the top for SharePoint add-ins as well. Now, Napa is not just for updating the code and modifying the code. You can also modify the SharePoint add-in manifest to define things such as permissions and metadata about the application. Napa can also modify the Office add-in manifest to define things like permissions and metadata about the add-in. In the screenshot you see here, you're looking at a mail add-in for Outlook. If you're working on a task pane or a content add-in, you won't have some of these options like the read form and the compose form on the little tabbed properties interface on the left. In this module, we took a look at what the Napa tool is and when it would be useful. We also looked at it, comparing it to Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code, and then finally, how we can create Office add-ins and SharePoint add-ins using Napa. Microsoft offers multiple ways to get in touch with them and also to stay up to date on what's going on. One of the things is the Developer Program Watch. What the Developer Program is all about is allowing you to sign up and get email newsletters, free developer subscription to Office 365, which will give you a 1 year free to a Office 365 tenant, free training, free tools, and free webinars that they'll publish on a periodic basis. Using this Developer Program, you'll be able to stay in touch and up to date with all the latest and greatest offers and news and updates coming out of Office 365 and Office development. You can sign up for it at dev.office.com/devprogram. The Office team also provides multiple ways for you to sign up and to stay in touch with what's going on. From the Office 365 network and Yammer, to staying in touch on Twitter using the Office Dev handle, you can also ask questions on Stack Overflow using the tag ms-office. We have multiple podcasts as well. If you go to dev.office.com to sign up for different podcasts, such as the Office 365 Developer Podcasts. In Channel 9, there's a developer show as well, the Office 365 Developer Show, that comes out on a weekly basis. You can also find out about a bunch of different tiny, little quick snack demos, of quick demos, You can find those at YouTube if you go to aka.ms/0365devsnackdemos. And then finally, do you have feedback for the team? Do you have ideas for new features? Do you have changes that you'd like to see implemented? Submit them on User Voice by going to officespdev.uservoice.com, where you can submit your ideas, and then you can also vote on other people's ideas and provide comments to the team. The engineering team looks at these issues on a periodic basis and a regular periodic basis and triages them to look to improve them and add things to the product going forward. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes of your time to watch this screencast.